Blog Talk Radio.
Lost and dying world that we're living in. Blessing to each and every one of you.
I am your purpose and very much power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting, spiritual, soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire the gospel experience. Will light ignite and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because, listen, God is not a respectful person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 11, where it states that we are to truly understand the spiritual warfare that exists when we become Christians. There is an enemy of man, talking about of humankind's soul, who is Satan the devil. His ability to manipulate people, circumstances, and situations in this earth realm can disturb and disrupt our lives when we are unaware. The devil will employ every dirty trick that he can that are available to him and up his dirty sleeve. We need to know this and govern ourselves accordingly. We're going to be talking about, for your spiritual consideration, it's a trick. Amen. My special guest is here, my homeboy from Detroit, millennial preacher, awesome young man of God that I can truly say I am proud to call my young brother and friend. Minister Nehemiah Paul is here to represent the millennial generation. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to make him feel so welcome. I'm going to just kick open the church doors and bring some of that good old millennial gospel music that's going to get our Holy Ghost groove on. And then later on in the broadcast, I will be shining our artist spotlight on gospel artist, woman of God, Juliet Brown. Oh, my God. We are in for such a wonderful good time. Y'all gonna be blessed, just like y'all know we always pass out the blessings, because God is just that good. So why don't you go ahead and call a family member, friend, co-worker, neighbor, anybody that's in your spirit right now that you know could use some real good sanctified encouragement, as well as some scriptures while we get our Holy Ghost praise on. God is good. Thank you, Holy Spirit, God, for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
I see the bag, I'm going to get it. Let's hit the lab, you know that I'm with it. I know they mad, but they won't admit it. I hate to brag, but I really did it. I built my life on staying committed. A lot of late nights, won't get too specific. Don't fall for the hype, I really live it. The future is bright, I know that I'm gifted. This life ain't easy, I already know. You gotta pick yourself off of the flow. Hard times are here, but they help you to grow. The darker the times, the more you gon' glow. These diamonds hit nice, I know that you see them. That's probably why they all up in my DM. I try to act like I don't even read them. I talk to the Lord, man, I know I need them. need them. Times is crazy, we living through hell. I got some fam that's locked up in the cell. Only love he receives through the mail. I hold it down till you get out of jail. My pops, he told me don't let no one play me. Mama, she covered me, yeah, that's my lady. I said remind us to pray on the daily. I need discernment, cause people be shady. I'm one in a million, feel like Aaliyah. That's where the parents, just know that I see you. I know the struggles of being a leader. We run the game, no time for a breather. Look, I sacrifice. Now I'm living out my dreams. If you had to pay the price, then you know just what I mean. Trey
Lowe. A lot of late night, uh-huh. You wanna live this life, uh-huh. You gotta sacrifice. You gotta pay the price. A lot of late night, uh-huh. You wanna live this life, uh-huh. You gotta sacrifice.
Yeah.
You gotta pay the price, uh-huh.
Look. If I could've put up and gave you a million, I would've did it, cause you know how I rock. With a Bentley on them foes and lock it. Love my shooter, put a mill in his pocket. Sacrificed everything in my wallet. Took the ice and I turned it to water. Thank God we was shooting instead. Outside, we was hooping in fields. He was with it, but you know I ain't tell. Paid the price, I ain't talking to scale. Left, right, he was stooping the drill. Skipping lanes, I lay it two ways. In a different bag every 2 days. Flights taken out of place. In and out the city bank. I want it now, why wait? Slick wave on the case. Got it handled, I'm amazed. Gotta give God thanks. You talking ocean, not a lake. This is not up for debate. I'm a walking bucket to the gate. Paid the price on the way.
It's a lot of late night, uh-huh. You wanna live this life, uh-huh. You gotta sacrifice. You gotta pay the price. It's a lot of late night, uh-huh. You wanna live this life, uh-huh. You gotta sacrifice. You gotta pay the price, uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Please understand that salvation is free. It's available to all that comes with a willing heart. But there is a price to pay, just like man of God Trey Lowe just got them singing about. And then he brought his partner with him, Ferris Chariz, talking about pay the price. Amen, amen. You got to be willing to stand up for Christ because he gave his all in all. He endured so much for us. He endured pain, torture, and affliction just so that we could be here where we are today with our sanctified, loving Jesus selves. My special guest is here, my dear friend from the deep. I ain't talking about Delaware. I ain't talking about Denver. And I ain't talking about Dallas. I'm talking about Detroit, y'all. Nehemiah Paul was born and raised in the city of Detroit, Michigan. He's 28 years old. He's a graduate of the Detroit School of Arts High School and proud graduate of the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, Golden Lions, where I'm broadcasting here now live with a degree in music education. At the age of 12, God called him into the ministry. He served under the pastoralship of Reverend Maurice Rudd of the Greater Mount Tabor Missionary Baptist Church, and now currently serves under Pastor Glenn Barnes at Pine Hill Missionary Baptist Church right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. He's currently employed with the Little Rock School District at the Horace Mann Middle School as a band director and has served many students for almost 3 years. Special acknowledgement he wants to give out to his mother, who continues to inspire him daily, and his mentor, Reverend James, for teaching him how to structure his very first sermon. Also, family and his university for instilling in him some of the disciplines that he cherishes in life. Without any further ado, my main man, my little brother in Christ, but he's big on Jesus, Minister Nehemiah Paul is right here representing the millennial generation, y'all, on this fire gospel experience. Yes, indeed. Hey, Nehemiah Paul, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, Brother Jefferson? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. I finally got you on here. You know, I've been broadcasting for a few years now, and deep down in my spirit,
yeah,
I already knew somehow, some way, I was going to get you on this broadcast, man, because, you know, you're my homeboy. I'm over here, we over here in the South, and And it's just good to see somebody that grew up where I grew up, man. So welcome to Fire the Gospel right. Experience.
Man, thanks for having me. I'm honored, man.
It's an honor to have you, young brother. It's an honor to have you. Why don't you just go ahead, man, and just tell us a little bit about yourself outside that bio that I just read that you would like to share with the listeners about who man of God, minister, Reverend Nehemiah Paul is.
Sure, sure. So just like in the bio, man, I'm 28 years old, started my journey down here in Arkansas when I was about 17, 18 years old. And I started going to the university, and I remember my first day here, I had never been to Arkansas a day in my life. It was my first time here in Arkansas, and my mom, we drove past Pine Hill Missionary Baptist Church, and on their sign, she saw that they had BTU, and she was like, yeah, that's the church you need to go to.
Okay.
After seeing that church, she was like, that's the church I want you to go to and attend. And so, I made it my business to get there. And, man, it's just been a ride ever since, man. I've really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
My pastor. And just really just being in Arkansas, man, I've met great people. I've met my wife.
Yes, sir.
Down here. We're actually newlyweds. Been married mm-hmm. since July of 2020. So, big shout out to my wife as well.
You better give a shout out to the wife, man. You already know that's how it's going to be.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You better get used to giving that woman of God props, because that's just going to keep y'all tight, man. Amen.
Yes, sir. You know.
Shout out. As you know, I know. Definitely want to give a shout out to Pastor Glenn Barnes over there at Pine Hill Missionary Baptist Church. That's where you and I had the pleasure of meeting each other.
Correct. Yep.
Amen.
First time when I joined the church.
Okay. See there? That's all right.
When I joined the church, man, he was there.
I was just excited because when I heard a mention somewhere in there about Detroit, either someone else said it or you said it, I already made it my business that I was going to shoot a beeline to get right to you and let you know you got a homeboy here. Because I say this all the time. I know it's a lot of big cities out there, Chicago, Miami, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, but it's just something about Detroit. I don't care what nobody say. If you grow up in Detroit, you're going to be able to make it anywhere else. Amen?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what it was like? When did you accept Jesus Christ? I understand from your bio at an early age. Tell us what it's like growing up in these times, Nehemiah. What it's like growing up as a young boy, as a teenager, having a Christian faith. What was that like for you?
Well, I accepted Christ when I was about... it was young, man. It was about eight or 9 years old.
Okay.
I remember I talked to my mom about it, and she was just like, you know, if you're ready, go on up there. And it was at that service where they opened up the doors of the church.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was young, man, 8 or 9. So I went up there, and the pastor was asking me questions. This was the late Reverend Blackman.
Okay.
So, you know, this is before my pastor, Reverend Rudds. But, you know, he started asking me questions. Did I believe in Jesus? And did I know he died on the cross? And, man, he started asking me those questions. I just busted out crying.
Oh,
you
no.
know? And I told him yes. And, man, ever since then, God has been using me in different ways. I started off as on an usher board in church. Then I moved up to the junior deacon board, and then I became a preacher, you know, within those next few years. But man, being a young preacher in the Christian faith, a challenge. You know, it's a challenge, and it's probably even more challenging now because you're starting to see a lot of young people stray away from the faith.
Yes,
a lot of young people are, you know, they're getting into different beliefs and different religions or what have you, you know, but man, I just don't believe that there's nothing greater than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, and so, you know, I see a lot of, you know, different beliefs going on, but, you know, it's a challenge because you have to truly stick to your faith in these trying times. Like, these are true trying times. And a lot of people are wavering, you know, from their faith, or they maybe they have been brought up in the Christian faith as a young child. But now that they're older, they're more independent, you know, their minds and their faith have become weak. And so they're easily persuaded by, you know, other things that just look good or sound good. And so, man, it's, you know, a lot of us, even though we're millennials, a lot of us are straying away from the faith.
Yeah. I'm going to say this, Nehemiah. There's a young man, and he attended the University of Arkansas. He's also a musician, and I invited him to be a special guest on my show. And he grew up in Chicago, and he agreed to come on and be a special guest and everything. And he knows that this is a Christian broadcast. And he said, listen, I have no problem. I would love to be a guest on your show. But he either asked me not to mention Jesus' name, or he said he would not mention Jesus' name. Now, can you help us understand what is going on with that? Is that some sort of movement that's going on in the millennial generation? Because he's in that generation. He fits in that slot. Is that something that you are aware of personally? Have you heard this also?
No, I'm not aware of his situation or whatever it is he has going on. But, you know, as I said before, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure you've heard of, like, everybody being woke, you know, and believe, you know, going back to, you know, slavery times or what have you. But I'm going to just put it like this. You know, reading the Bible, I just believe that the Bible relates too much to what we deal with in life for it to just be make-believe.
Yes, sir.
You know, I just believe that the Bible is just too consistent and just too realistic for me to just say, man, it's not true. You know, if you want to think about any type of subject that or time that we're living in, whether it's homosexuality, whether it's adultery, whether it's fornication, whether it's, you know, profanity, whether it's just how you should be loving or loving your wife or a woman loving her husband. I mean, whatever you're looking at, it's in the Bible.
Yeah, it's in there.
You know, it's in there. So, so I just believe it, man. You know, in Jesus, he died for us so that we wouldn't have to die. You know, so
that's it.
I mean, I just believe it, man. It's in my heart. It's in my faith, you know, that I believe that Jesus Christ, you know, he's the man. You know, he's the Son of God. He is God. You know, and, hey, I'm going to get on the show and say Jesus. So, you know,
amen.
I hope
amen.
I can inspire, you know, other people to say his name as well.
Amen, amen. And that's influential and that's prominent as well. And our theme for our spiritual uplift is talking about the tricks of the devil. And one thing that I know for sure among the many tricks and traps and schemes of the devil is he tries to use ethnicity as a dividing line. As you stated, you know, a lot of people now are saying, well, you know, and this is no new argument, but they're saying that Christianity is the white man's religion. and that, you know, how it was being manipulated back in the slave days, because there's a scripture verse that says, slaves, servants, be obedient to your masters. And we know about that history. But you know what, Nehemiah, what I do when people try to use that as an excuse, I say, listen, if you believe in God and God is all-powerful, which he is, then how could he be all-powerful God if he allowed his word to be contaminated by people? I say, because if a person took a gun and committed a crime, we don't fault the gun that was used. We fought the person that decided to break the law with criminal activity with the gun. And that's just what was happening with the Bible. The Bible was taken in criminals' hands, racist people, slave masters, to manipulate the minds of our ancestors back in our African days of slavery, and to use the scriptures against it to try to make it look legitimate. So we have to understand something, because, Jeremiah, the word of God is theological, but it's also experiential. See, people can't deny that if they had a past life of drug use, alcoholism, abuse, or were violent, were even people that are convicted of crimes such as murder and assault, drug addiction, and we found ourselves unable to change those habits that had us yoked and bound. But by believing what the Bible teaches with an open mind, we receive the Bible with an open mind, and we receive power to be able to break free from those habits and those problems that caused us so much pain, so many bad consequences. So whenever people try to argue theology, I say, you know what, you can talk about theology, and God gives us the right to believe what we want to believe. But when you start talking about the miraculous wonder-working powers that had happened personally in my life to change habits and to make me brand new, you can't argue with that, because our testimonies is proof of how God has changed our lives. Now, you mentioned that you were a young preacher. Can you share with us, how is it that you knew that God wanted you to preach? Did you see a lightning bolt, or did you hear God speak to you with an audible ear and say, I want you to preach? How did that happen? Because there's a lot of people out there that still wonder, what is it that God will have them to do?
Man, you know, the way God brought it to me was, it was through dreams. You know, I was, you know, I would have, you know, dreams in my sleep, or, you know, would just always envision myself preaching in a pulpit.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I tried to run. You know, it wasn't something that I felt like I wanted to do.
Okay.
But, you know, the more I live, I can honestly see why God called me to do it. You know, it was, in a sense, a way of saving me. I was already saved, but, you know, in a sense, I felt like he was just really trying to save me, you know, from just living a different lifestyle. And, you know, I was young, man, and like I said, it came to me in dreams. I went to my pastor about it, and he was just like, man, you got a calling on your life.
Okay.
And in that moment, I just said, well, I'm going to accept it. You know, I was running from it. I played with it a little bit, because I'm just thinking, you know, hey, it might just be a coincidence. I'm just dreaming. But no, you know, these dreams are real, man. Like, I kept having them. And once I accepted that calling, man, I no longer had those dreams. You know, so, man, it was crazy. But but I was happy to accept that call on my life, for sure.
Amen. So share with us, if you don't mind, before we go to our music break, man, and get our gospel praise and groove on with our millennial generations on this fire gospel experience. Can you share with us one of the maybe toughest trials that you face, either as a new beginner, believer, or else as a young preacher? What was the biggest test that you said, God, I'm praying that you help me with this situation, and then God came through for that? Is there a situation you'd like to share with us?
Absolutely. It actually happened September 10th. 2017. You know, I was well in the ministry at this point, and I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I made a bad decision.
Okay.
You know, and man, it really would have cost me everything. Like, when I say everything. And man, that night, you know, that moment, you know, every time I went to bed, man, I would just almost just cry myself to sleep because I had strayed so far away from God. And when you stray away from God, God has a way of bringing you back, even if that means you got to lose everything.
Okay, you're right.
So, you know, man, like I said, I cried myself to sleep probably for about a week straight.
Oh, my God.
You know, praying, you know, just praying like, Lord, let this be over.
Mm.
And once I got through the storm, it was just, you know, okay, you can breathe now. But once that happened, once the storm was over, put it like this, I never missed another day of church.
Okay.
I never, you know, I stayed in the church. You know, I found ways to be a little bit more active in the church. And, you know, that experience of mine is what brought me back, man. I was almost gone. Like, there were times where I started to question my faith and, you know, question, man, is God really real? You know, things like that. I was gone, man. I was just too deep into the world at that time. And so that experience for me, though I was far away, it brought me back. So,
amen.
You know, when you feel like you're far away from God, you know, when you hear about God will never leave you nor forsake you, God didn't forget about me in those times. I forgot about him. So, you know, he definitely brought me back, and I'm grateful for his grace and his mercy.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. It sounds like to me, Brother Paul, that you know how the Bible talks about grapes being pressed in the wine press, so that that juice from the fruit can be made. God allows us to go through certain amounts of pressing so that we can see for ourselves that God, first of all, is a redeemer, but then so that, you know, we will know that we have legitimate faith, because nobody is going to follow someone, Christ Jesus, or his Christian beliefs if it doesn't have some value, if it doesn't have some substance and some meaning to it. So we go through these things, and then we realize that, you know what? God promised that he would never leave me nor forsake me, and I was at my worst. Nobody else was there that could help me. There were people praying for me. There were people that cared about me. But there were no one there that had the power to relieve me and to bring me out of that mess that we got ourselves into. So thank God that his mercy and his grace kept us through our worst time. That's why nobody can try to change our minds. That's why nobody can try to convince us of anything other than what we know is right and what we know is true. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience with my brother from the hood, Detroit, man of God, Minister Reverend Nehemiah Pond, just telling it like it is, talking about some real Christian truth right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And it's times such as these that we need to hear some bona fide, straight-up spiritual truth. Here's woman of God, Delisha James, singing about time, because it's a precious thing, and we better use it wisely.
I've called you to shine. learned so much I long to show you. Call for me and I will answer you and tell you great and wondrous things you know not of. I reveal myself to those that seek me.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic outreach ministry because we are glorifying God in everything that goes on this platform. And we are sharing the truth as God has ordained and blessed us to share with each and every one of you all listening to this ministry broadcast. My main man, my homeboy is here with us today, Minister Nehemiah Paul, and we're just chopping it up, talking about the things that we need to talk about in this world that we're living in today. And Brother Nehemiah, what I would like for you to do is to share with, let's say, the old school church that may not fully appreciate the millennial generation, or maybe fully have not given y'all full access and credibility, and maybe not even understand where y'all are coming from. Is there anything that you'd like to say to the preceding generations that came before you and share with us your heart and some things that you feel like we need to understand about y'all that maybe we just don't see? Maybe we just missing it.
That's a great question. You know, I'm somewhat of an old soul myself, so I know I'm only 28, but I do have an old soul somewhat. But
that's true.
I'm gonna use a little illustration, but myself or my personal experience, like in the classroom, for an example, and then I'll tie it in. But you know, when I was in a band in high school, or just during my time when I was growing up and there were bands, a lot of those band directors taught a certain way, and it was literally just all about the music. You know, they wanted you to get the music right. Yes, they had bonds with the students, but it was just about perfecting the music. now that I'm the teacher and I'm teaching these young students, it's still about the music, but it is much deeper than that, because now we have students where, you know, mental health is a big thing now. You know, I know you hear a lot about mental health, and making sure that their mental health is in check, you know, mental health, emotional. And it's just a different time where, you know, you really have to, you know, be able to support the students more than just based on, in my case, just based on music.
Okay.
You know, it's different than that. So, speaking to the, you know, to the older generation, times have changed. And so the traditional way of doing things is not what, you know, the younger generation or like the millennials, is not really something they're being hit to. They want to see new. They want to be able to come to the church and, you know, be themselves, or come to the church and feel like they're not being bashed for who they are, but accepted.
That's right.
And so, you know, to the older generation, I'm gonna be honest, there's not really much that I have to say to them. I think they're doing a great job. But just be mindful that you have to be able to support these people in a different capacity than just, you know, Bible. Of course, we want them to learn the Bible. We want them to be followers of Christ. We want them to be saved. But we also have to be able to support them in ways where, hey, you know, these people may be really be struggling mentally. So how can we help them in that area? Mm-hmm. You know, how can we help them, you know, emotionally or even academically?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to give a huge shout out to Pine Hill Missionary Baptist Church. Our pastor, Pastor Glenn Barnes, we got something starting going, you know, and we're reaching out to the young men to teach them how to read.
Come on.
You know, that is very impactful. You know, we could sit around, we could crack the Bible open, and we could read scriptures, but what other avenues can we offer to the world that we can help? And so sometimes that's what the young generation feels. Oh, they just want to try to preach to us about this, that, and the other. No, I mean, we're the light of the world. So any way that we could shine our light, whether it's through academics, whether it's through mental health, whether it's through health and fitness, whatever, I mean, that's the responsibilities of the church. You know, so, you know, that's, you know, as far as the older generation, it's just different ways that you can impact these younger people. Because if you really want to be honest, it's a lot of young people that are not in the church anymore, and that's because they feel like it's just got old and played out. Their churches aren't moving with the times. You know, those are some of the reasons why, you know, the younger generations are no longer in the churches. And that's also part of the reason, you know, why they're drifting off and joining these other societies and cult-like, you know, entities. You know, because they feel like the traditional church is just too traditional. It's so old-fashioned.
Yeah, outdated.
Right. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, I'm going to say this, that I personally believe that a lot of the elders in the church are well-intended. Some of them, yes, are closed-minded because I believe that they have allowed fear. They have allowed fear to believe that the younger generation are going to change the church into the club. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Too much of this gospel rap and all this, you know, pants sagging and carrying on, that they're going to come in and they're just going to corrupt the church. Now, it's okay to be the vanguard for the church. We are doorkeepers for protocol, holiness, and righteousness. But then again, too, my mindset is we have to, first of all, trust God, that God is going to keep things in order, and then allow people to come as they are. We say that, but do we really mean that, Nehemiah? Do we really mean that? Because if somebody come in dressed down, if they clothes are not the cleanest, if they have not bathed in a little while, come on now. You already know. We're going to be trying to sit him all the way to the back in the corner of the church if we let him in at all, him or her in at all. But see, Jesus made it a point right. that he hung out. That one of his biggest accusations is he hanging out with wine bibbers and street people. Jesus is saying, look,
right.
I'm here for those that are in need of help. He said, I'm here for the sick people. I'm here for those people that are being outcast because, obviously, those who feel like they were in good standing with society and themselves was not taking care of them. And that's still true in our society today. We're not taking care of people like we could and we should. But I do understand that, you know, the church is looked down upon because it feels like it's not being relative in society. What is the church saying about all of the hate crimes that's going on? A lot of people feel like the church is silent and it's ineffective. So why would I want to join something that's ineffective? So what would you suggest correct. To the church? How can we upgrade the balance of allowing the millennials to come in and be themselves without being fearful or afraid that things are just going to get just out of hand?
Well, the biggest L word that Jesus talked about is love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we have to be able to display or show our love, you know,
yeah.
to these young people, you know, without, like I said before, without making them feel out of place or mm. without bashing them or, you know, not trusting them. Because let's be honest, all of us ain't going to be here. We're not going to be here forever.
Come on. You're
so
right.
someone has to, you know, pick up where we leave off.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't love, you know, truly love on these young kids, you know, then we won't have nothing left when we're gone.
Amen.
And so
I just
truly think as far as making an impact, as I said before, moving with the times,
mm-hmm.
when you have the death of, you know, all of those black individuals, you know, who died to police brutality and things like that. People were really hoping that the church would step out and help protest, you know,
mm-hmm.
step out and help fight this fight of police brutality. And, you know, as a young black man, I do feel that the church should make a stand for moments like these, because that's just
yes,
simply loving one another, treating
Amen.
Someone how you want to be treated, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I mean, like I said, everything that you want to, some people try to dismiss, it's in the Bible. So if we see police brutalizing young black men or older black men, whatever, young and old, you know, or just mistreating, I don't care if they white or black, is mistreating
mm-hmm.
and it's mistreatment. No one
yeah.
should be mistreated. And so I think the church should, you know, get out and make a stand for things like that, because when young people are truly looking for something that's going to bring them hope and they see all these churches that's
mm-hmm.
not doing anything, then it's like, it's almost proving them right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think on a larger scale, Reverend Nehemiah, that you know how
yeah.
I mentioned that personally, I was a little bit hesitant and withdrawn from sharing my testimony to other people because I would feel a little bit awkward sometimes, even insignificant. Like, is my testimony really going to make a difference? And then once I do that, they're going to start name calling me and I'm going to be cast to the side. I think the church on a larger scale with that same mentality is maybe a little bit hesitant because the churches are somewhat reluctant to get pushback. Because, you know, once the church starts speaking out, then society that may have a different opinion, they're going to start tagging certain churches, pastors, and members of that church. So I'm saying that we have to have enough confidence that God is going to keep us regardless of whatever pushback whatever resistance or opposition that comes our way as a result of taking these societal stands, like you're saying, because the church needs to take stands against public issues. I'm not saying get all deep into it, but the church needs to have a voice so that there can be light in these dark situations. So I believe you,
should have a presence.
Got to have a presence, man. We got to have a voice. We don't have to, like I said, go deep all into situations where we abandon our primary calling, which is the spiritual calling that Christ gave us to preach and teach in his name, sharing the Christian faith about the kingdom of God. But within that parameter, we need to be able to make it known that the church is against certain issues and for certain issues, because we are being empowered and led by God. Amen. Listen, man of God.
Absolutely. I'm
going to act like I hate to put you on the spot, but I'm really not. Because if you got one of your instruments handy, we would love for you to give us a short rendition of something that's in your spirit. I don't care if it's trombone or violin. Or I know you're gifted. You probably play about 10 different instruments. Is there an instrument handy that you give us a short number? I'll play a song and let you prepare, and then you come back and give us a short rendition so that people can see your musical talent. What you got? What you got? Come on.
Man, I don't have any of my instruments handy right now. I don't have anything handy right now, but we'll probably have to set that one up on the next interview.
we'll get you on the next go-round. I did that to one of my other guests. matter of fact, it was a professor that was out there at UAPB. You may have been there. I believe he played guitar. I can't call his name, but he was one of the professors out there.
Milton Jackson.
Milton Jackson, yes, sir. And then he was right there with it. He pulled that guitar out, man. He played a number. It was right up there. That's what kind of, I had a flashback, and I said, let me see if my brother Nehemiah Paul is ready and down for that. But listen, I know that you would be down for it. Next time we'll get you, you can play a number or two for us and serenade us with some live gospel music or whatever God put in your spirit. I just want you to know, man, I am for you. I'm going to always support you. I appreciate who you are in Christ. As always, and I think you know this, if there's anything that I can do for you, all you got to do is let me know, brother, and I'm there. If it's an issue going on, just put my name down and then let me know later on what's going on. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen to that, brother.
Amen. Any final thoughts you'd like to share with us before I let you get out of here and enjoy the rest of your day?
Man, I'd just like to say thank you, man, for having me. This was fun, man. It was truly an honor. And I hope that we can continue to build off of this and continue to have more interviews in the future. Again, I'd like to give a shout-out to my wife, my beautiful wife, my family back at home in Detroit, man, all of my students at Horace Mann Middle School. I'll see y'all tomorrow. And I'm just, again, man, thank you so much for having me. Like I said, this was fun and it was definitely an honor. And shout out to all of those young people, you know, who are walking this Christian walk. I'm praying for you, even the older, you know, individuals who've been in this thing for a while. I'm also lifting you all up in prayer. But let's work together, continue to build for the kingdom of God.
Amen, amen. I'm going to help you out here, good brother. This is going to bless you. As someone that has been through the matrimony process, I'm going to allow you a privilege to say your wife's name. I promise you, it's going to help you. It's going to bless you. Call that sister's name.
Her name is Christian Dale Barnes-Paul. She got my last name. So, man, I definitely give a huge shout-out to her. Love you.
Hey, man, there you go, Doc. Now, use that format anytime you speak in public and you want to name, give your wife some shout-outs and credentials. Make sure you say her name. Amen. I'm telling you that in love, good brother. She will love you and hug you and say, that's right. She's saying amen right now.
Right.
She is somewhere. Man of God, why don't you share with us any contact information, because I'm blessed to have this Fire Gospel Experience ministry syndicated on 5 national networks. It's going to be heard across the country many, many times, and there are going to be people that hear this broadcast they're going to be so impressed with you as a young man of God. They may want you to come and share with them at some event or program that they have. They're going to want you to bring your instruments. They may want you to bring a couple people, a trio, and y'all could do y'all thing for Jesus. Is there a number that you would like to share in case someone would like to invite you to their event? And also all of your social media contacts, because I'm going to send all my listeners to follow you and support you so that whenever God does a work in your life, you'll have people waiting on you to let them know how we can support you.
Sure. I like to be contacted through email. So my email address is N as in Nancy, my last name Paul, P as in Peter, A U L, the numbers 8238@gmail.com. So if you have any questions, or you know, you would like for me to preach at an event or youth service or morning service, afternoon mm-hmm. service, or any kind of service,
mm-hmm.
you know, I am ordained, licensed minister, so
okay.
I am available to do that. And if you just have any questions, you'd like to maybe pick my brain about anything or ask me questions as far as advice, hey, send me an email and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Amen. What about your social media contacts, good brother?
Social media, I'm on Facebook right now. So my Facebook name is just my name, Nehemiah Paul.
Amen. God bless you, good brother. I appreciate you, man. You keep doing what you're doing. You know me. We've been knowing each other for some years now. We have a bond that I believe
man.
God brought us together to do a wonderful work. My prayer for you is that God will continue to cover you as a man of God, as a husband, as a future father, as a friend, as employer, employee, as a good neighbor, that you will be a blessing to everyone that God sends your way. And I believe God will just be blessed by your service. Good brother, thank you for joining us. Look forward to having you come back whenever you're ready. All you got to do is just let a brother know, and I got you.
Man. Thank you so much, my brother. Love you.
Amen. Love you back. Love you more. In Jesus' name, Minister Nehemiah Paul, homeboy from Detroit, y'all. He was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. I'm telling y'all, I've been in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, broadcasting this Fire Gospel Experience, coming up on my four-year anniversary, but the Gospel Experience, in a couple of weeks, I will be blessed with 4 years of overseeing this wonderful God-breathed-on ministry, Fire the Gospel Experience. Been blessed to be an internet gospel radio host since 2014. For a total of 7 years, I've been blessed to do this. So I am just extremely blessed to know wonderful people that come to this Fire Gospel Experience ministry. And I don't care where I go. I just, you know, I can't get away from my people in Detroit. And that's cool, too, because I miss being in Detroit. Yes, it has a lot of issues. But we only hear so many of the negative things about Detroit and Pine Bluff as well. I hate to say this, but in a lot of violent crimes, Pine Bluff, Arkansas is ranked in the upper echelon of violent crimes. And for some reason, see, the devil is tricking people. The devil is trying to get people on the streets to think that that's all they got going for them is living in the streets, selling drugs, being a thug, being a hitman, being a prostitute, pushing dope, whatever. And they believe in that, you know, if I can just be the best crooked guy or the best homegirl, then I'm somebody. I can be street famous. That's a trick of the devil. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But see, the point that I'm really trying to make is there are so many more good people in Detroit. So many more good people in places like Pine Bluff, Arkansas. The media is against these minority populated cities. It's systematic racism, even in the media and in the press, where all we hear about is the negative crime and corruption that goes on when there's a majority of people of color. I'm just telling it like it is because it's so true. We never hear about the good things. There are wonderful, beautiful people in Detroit, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Miami, Atlanta, Chicago, Los Angeles, Pine Bluff that you never hear about. that's one of the reasons why God blessed me with this wonderful platform, so that we can hear from the good people and not just all the negative things that the press brings. Amen. Goes right there. So listen, y'all keep staying positive. Y'all keep being a light in dark places, because we win. Here's man of God, Stephen Foreman. He's going to let you know about prayer pressure. Uh-huh. I said prayer pressure. Sometimes we got to press our way, and it takes some deep, deep prayer. And God hears our prayers.
This is Stephen Foreman, and I just want to let everyone know out there, when it comes to situations not going right, it's time to add prayer pressure to make something happen.
Did you apply prayer pressure? Did you apply? Did you apply prayer pressure? Did you apply? And you really wonder why things are not going right in your life? Please do apply prayer pressure. Please do apply. Did you apply prayer pressure? Did you apply? Did you apply prayer pressure? Did you apply? And you really wonder why things are not going right in your life? Please do apply prayer pressure. Please do apply.
Right now in this day and time, we need many prayers to go up in Jesus' name. God does answer prayer, and right now is the verse.
You said you worked, yes, 16 hours straight. And they shorten your check, there's no need to be irate. Bend your knees, pray in Jesus' name, and situations won't remain the same. Please do apply prayer pressure. Please do apply.
When you're going through,
yeah,
and you don't know what to do,
Just
lift your hands,
yeah,
and let God see you through. Won't leave you alone, 'cause he's still on the throne. Please do apply prayer pressure. Please do apply.
Yes, indeed. You know, after God answers your prayers, you can go ahead and get your shout on and give him the praise. Hallelujah.
Did
you apply prayer pressure? Did you apply? Did you apply prayer pressure? Did you apply? And you really wonder why things are not going right in your life? Please do apply prayer pressure. Please do apply. Did you apply prayer pressure? Did you apply? Did you apply prayer pressure? Did you apply? And you really wonder why things are not going right in your life? Please do apply prayer pressure. Please do apply.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's what we're talking about, prayer pressure in this bad boy. You got to have the mindset to be able to pray your way through sometime. And you got to press sometime. Thank you, man of God, Stephen Foreman, for letting us know that it takes some consistent and persistent prayer sometime, that word through to God. And then watch God move. Amen. Goes right there. We are so blessed in this shine honest spotlight to have a young lady that's going to bless us. She is here and she is fired up and she is ready to go. She has a testimony and it's going to be such a blessing. We're going to hear her music. We're going to get words of encouragement from her. She is going to bless us, and I am just happy and excited for all of you anointed artists, whether it's singing, speaking, on whatever God has gifted you to do and be for the kingdom building of God, because that's what it's all about. I tell y'all all the time, and I mean it, it's all about kingdom building. Amen. So listen, y'all. If y'all want to get in touch with me and be part of this awesome fire gospel experience, shine, artist, spotlight, it's all good. All you got to do is just get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Or give me a call, 870-413-0220. Or send me an email. And all you artists, send me that MP3 music so I can get you in the shine out of spotlight, woman of God, Juliet Brown, to RonaldJefferson1@AOL.com. And, while I position this big old spotlight on woman of God, Juliet Brown, because, listen, y'all, she ain't playing. She has a testimony. Spotlight, Lord, have mercy. Yes, indeed. welcome, woman of God, Julia Brown. You just got it going on. I
promise thank you.
That
thank
blessed
you so
me.
Much
that,
for
that,
having me.
That made me start thinking about my testimony because, you know, we all got
yes.
one. Why don't you go and introduce
yes,
yourself to the listening audience? Tell us about Woman of God, Juliet Brown.
Hi, my name is Juliet. I am from Chicago, the home of the gospel singers. Hi.
Hey.
And
God,
I just love singing. I just love talking about God, praising God. In any capacity. I just love singing and writing music.
Amen. Sounds like God has made a definite change and impact on your life. Tell us about that. Why is it that you love God so much? What has God really done for you?
Everything. Brought me here. Yeah. He's done everything for me, and he does everything for everyone else. God is... so awesome. So good. He didn't pull me out of stuff that I didn't even know I was going through. So I just love praising God. My mom brought me up in church. I had kind of strayed away for a couple of years. And then he pulled me right back in. And I've been with him ever since.
Amen.
You know,
amen. Well, that's so
familiar,
woman of God. That's so familiar, woman of God, because I was just going to say that so many of us have that testimony, having been introduced to church and to Jesus, baptized at a young age, and then felt like, okay, that's good. And then we had these friends that may or may not have gone to church, start hanging out with them, start doing some of the things that that they were doing. And then we started being convicted because we started seeing as we continued to get a little bit older, we started seeing the results of some of the decisions that other people made. And then we said, you know what, if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm going to fool around and wind up like them. We started feeling out of place in places where we were trying to fit in so bad.
Yes. And to tell the truth, I'm one of those people, I've really never fit in. I've always been a little odd, you know. I've always stuck out a little bit because I just don't fit in with the norm. You know.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of how my mom and my father raised us to do the right thing.
Okay.
You know, to think that's about what you're going to do. So, and I think that's really what kept me kind of like on a straight and narrow path because I could have, you know, and I think God, because I've been writing music for ever since I was a teenager, but God saw that I was born in that circular pattern, so he stopped me from even hearing the music. For a very long time. Until I got back in church, I started hearing the music again.
Amen. And I know that was a wonderful experience for you to be reconnected in that beautiful way because I believe that helped you realize that that's your calling. That's what God intends for you to do for his glory and for the people of God, for the body of Christ, as well as for those not saved to hear your testimony in song.
You know, God has a way of using all of us. He made everybody for a particular purpose. He's not going to tell you what that purpose is, but he gives you little signals and signs, but it's up to you whether you're going to go that way or not. We're the only creature that has a choice to serve.
That's true. Amen. Now, you say you write music. How long have you been writing and singing music? Tell us about that journey.
Well, I started back writing back in 2014. I went to church, left choir rehearsal one night, went home, and just started singing.
Wow.
And I started writing, you know, because I did ask God to use me. You know, when you ask God to use you and you, and it's from your heart, he will use you. And I asked him to use me in the capacity of what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's what he did. And I've been writing and singing ever since. So
Amen.
You better be careful Amen. For what you ask God, because he will give it to you. You got to be specific, you guys.
Amen. That is so true.
He does answer prayers.
Mm. So what's life like in Chi-Town? I grew up in Detroit, spent 40 years growing up in Detroit, but I had to come back home down south to Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where I'm broadcasting now, which is my birthplace. Mm-hmm. Tell us about being a saved Christian married woman in Chicago, because like I just got through speaking about, all we hear about on the news is all the negative that's going on in big cities like Chicago and Detroit, but a lot of good, godly people being overlooked. Why don't you share about what life is like for you as a saved Christian woman growing up in a big city like Chicago?
You know what? I love my city with all the violence and all what's going on. Any city you go to, it's going to be violent, but it's what you make out of it. You know, we live in a society where, you know, people now are so selfish and think about themselves and nobody else. And that's what's going on, not just in Detroit, Chicago, Tennessee, all these cities. People need to come back to God and start thinking about somebody besides themselves. And this is what it
that's
is.
Right.
Humans, we some selfish creatures. It's all about self. Until you get sick or you need God, that's when you're going to call them. But what about when you don't need them? You know what I'm saying? What about when you're doing good? So that's what it is. Chicago, it's been a rough couple of years with all the gangs and the violence. But I just stay prayed up. That's all we can do. You know, we got to stay prayed up. Living in the society that we are right now.
And see, God puts us strategically where He knows we can be the most effective. God is. It's okay for these beautiful suburban areas that have virtually no crime. The worst thing they have to deal with maybe is a lost pet, a lost dog or cat or something like that. But listen, God wants His people to be where we are needed the most. So, we grow up in these big cities. Yes, there's violence and there's crime. But God is empowering us as believers to take a righteous and a right stand in these places where so many people are afraid. You know what? That's why the Lord repeatedly, and God, even in the Old Testament, what did He say, woman of God, Juliet? He kept telling the people, do not be afraid. Do not fear.
Right.
Why? Because He promised that He would always be right there with
there.
Us. And God has got all power. You know what I believe?
Yes,
I believe when it's my time, I believe that when it's my time, it's my time. But I believe that I will be here until the Lord allows me to leave. So I need not fear for my own life.
To live out your purpose. To live out your purpose.
I didn't just get this overnight. It was a process. I had to grow into this faith that I am. But I have already committed myself to whatever it is that I'm needed in a situation. I'm prepared to act. And I'm believing it's going to be on automatic pilot because I trust God so much that I'll do the right thing at the right time without hesitating, without fearing for my life. Nothing foolish now. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be a superhero, but I believe that God gives us a sanctified, holy boldness to be able to take a stand against evil and darkness. I believe that. I believe that.
And you know what? My music is kind of, some of my music is bold. Sometimes I have to ask God, really, Lord, you want me to write this? If you listen to some of my stuff, I talk truth, but in a nice way, and it's kind of bold. And God is an honest. God is not fake. He's an honest guy. He's bold. And he got jokes.
He is.
He got some jokes.
Amen. Yeah, that is our God. And listen, I do have more of your music, and we're going to do this short Woman of God Juliet Brown mini concert, y'all. Here she is right now singing about sinners because, listen, that's all of us. None of us can say that we have no sin. We have all come short of the glory of God. We were all once sinners. Amen. Goes like that.
Yeah. so much sin in the world.
So much sin.
The world is full of sinners, breaking our covenant with our God, not following the Ten Commandments. Sinners,
sinners,
the world is full of
sinners.
Thou shalt have no love God before him.
So grateful that the world is filled with God's grace and God's mercy. Woman of God, listen, you have blessed us. I know it has been short, but it has certainly been sweet. Is there a final word that you would like to share with us? Because I do have one more song that I'm going to play to give you this Juliet Brown mini concert right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Give us a word. Give us a word of encouragement, woman of God, that can bless our spirit.
My word is that faith, have faith in what God has ordained you to do. Trust him. He will not fail you. Just trust that he knows what's best for you. He created you for a purpose and a reason. You just got to have faith and trust in him. He will not fail
Amen.
You.
He won't do it. Amen. Amen. I trust and I believe that, and I thank you for that powerful, profound word. How can you be reached for booking? Because, you know, some pastor, some program director, some concert promoter is going to say, Lord Jesus, that Juliet Brown, I heard on Fire the Gospel Experience, and she just tore the thing up, and we've got to have her to be a part of our event. How can you be reached and share with us all of your social media contacts so my listeners can continue to follow you on social media. And where can this anointed music be downloaded? Amen.
You can find my music on all digital streaming. You can email me at juliet.brownmusicfromthesoul@gmail.com. And I, you know what, I'm one of those people, I love to hear from people, good or bad.
Okay.
So I will respond. You just send me an email. I would love to sing or write a song or whatever, something someone wants me to do.
Amen. That's what's up. And how can they reach you on social media?
I'm on Facebook, TikTok, iTunes, all the social medias. I have learned all about this stuff on my own just by dibbling and dabbling. I'm like, oh,
amen.
Yeah, that. So you can find me on all the social medias, like iTunes,
amen.
Spotify, SoundCloud. I'm on all of them. All you have to do is put my name in, and all my stuff will pop up.
Hey, man, I'm so scared of you on TikTok because, man, there's some TikTok shorts out there that is just mind-blowing. Boy, boy, boy. Amen. So, anyway, I thank God for your holy boldness. You go ahead on and do your thing. Now, is there a number or email where you could be reached for booking?
Yeah, you can email me or, at, you know, like I said, you can email me or call me, you know, because basically, you can email me. Just reach out to me with an email, and I'll send you all my information.
Amen.
I would
love it. And if y'all have any problems getting in touch with her, get in touch with me. I have her information, and I will send you right to this woman of God. And I'm just looking for an opportunity to fellowship with all you anointed people of God. So when y'all come my way, trust me, I'll be right there. Because I love fellowshipping too, woman of God. Listen, I appreciate what you're doing in Jesus. I pray your strength in the Lord. I pray your ongoing faith in God and your creativity so that you can continue to write these awesome and anointed songs that just bless our hearts as well as glorify God. Thank you so much. And whenever you want to come back to this Fire Gospel Experience so we can sit down and talk about the good things of the Lord, get in touch with me. If I take too long, you just let me know because I'll move some people around and get you in here if I have to. You hear me? I'll move some folks.
Ron, I want to thank you. Thank you, Ron, for this opportunity because, you know, independent artists do not get a fair shake. You know, it's hard.
I know.
So thank you for making it possible for independent artists like myself to be able to be heard.
Amen. Well, you know what? I'm going to say this to you because I want you to understand something about us, what we are affectionately known as Radio Angels. Just like God called you to sing and write, God called us to do what we're doing. Because I've always said, I'm going to be a DJ. I'm going to be a DJ. When I was a little bitty boy with a little AM, FM radio,
really?
I was like, I can do that. I can do that. And then it takes up 30, 40 years later before it finally happened. I never thought it would happen. So just like God called you to do what you're doing, guess what? God called me to do what I'm doing so that we can make a difference. To make a difference to the kingdom building and to the glory of God. We want to see people saved. We want to see people know the joy of the Lord, just like the joy of the Lord that we have. So, woman of God, I'm looking forward to having you come back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Jesus, we love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love us back and keep us in your prayers. Pray for us.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Woman of God, Juliet Brown. What a beautiful, wonderful, delightful spirit that she has in her for Jesus. That's all right. Amen. I love what I do. I'm so grateful to God to let me sit in the front seat on this Fire Gospel Experience ministry and introduce these God-anointed people so that you all could be blessed by them. But most of all, so that God can get the glory. Because I'm telling y'all, woman of God, Juliet Brown, she understands this. And I can't help but say, amen. I am nothing without God. Oh, Lord Jesus. That's so true.
So true.
Well, hello. I am Prophetess Mia Gadsden Mason, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry, Raw Ministries at 2659 Pike Avenue, North Little Rock, Arkansas, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family and friends and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Word. I'm going in. This what I'm supposed to do. Check out my moves.
Check out my moves.
This how you supposed to do.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Amen. Hey, I'm going
in.
This how I'm supposed to do.
Check out my
moves.
Check out my moves.
This how you supposed to do.
Watch how
you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move. Amen. Hey, I keep it low key. They acting sus, don't approach me. I keep angels all around me. Only deal with them 100p. Once blind, but I too see. I'm too blessed to be worried about them. And they don't want me as they enemy. Cause my enemies is my God's problem. Ay, I hit the top from the bottom.
Ay,
sold them the truth and they bought it.
Ay,
y'all gon' get used to the slaughter. I be in check with the order.
Check.
They be like, you said I'm Jordan.
Yeah.
I just cop them on, rock them.
Yeah.
I just stack them in the closet.
Ay,
I ain't here to show my profit.
Yo.
I'm just here to raise the topic. Jesus Christ, my only option. Bigger checks, me bigger offerings. Could never pay back what it cost him. I just go in cause I know he's awesome. I'm in good hands like he's Allstate. I'm in the game like I'm Allstate. To see me go up, they cannot wait. I cannot take chances, so the chances are they gon' take a loss. My testimony's made a hard lesson. I'm in Abba's presence, this is his message. I'm a living weapon, he the living word. By the Holy Spirit, I done been immersed. I done been in Bentleys, I done been in furs. But you ain't been in nothing till you in a hearse. Better put
I'm
him
going in.
This what I'm supposed to do. Check out my moves.
Check out my moves.
This how you supposed to do.
Hey,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Amen.
Hey, I'm going
in.
This how I'm supposed to do.
Hey,
check out my moves.
Check out my moves.
This how you supposed to do.
Hey,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move. Amen. Riff it, beat the tracker for your boy. Hey, I put in work like a chore. He canceled my sin like a void. Favor falling, can't ignore it. I'm getting chips like a droid. Sauce dripping out my paws. But I'ma need of something more. That major key that's from the sauce. I ain't looking for awards. I'm just working for the Lord. I just got them balls sharp as double-edged swords. That'll leave you about a scar. Fighting battles that ain't even ours. We ain't even under even odds. I only move by the cloud of fire. Y'all been misled by a falling lie. Holy Ghost is my supply. Holy smokes, I'm off the wire. I go from 1 to 1,000. Blessings on me, keep that coke and a smile. Ay, I've been down, it's been a while though. Since they heard me spit this pyro. The flow polar, call it cryo. When he coming back, only God knows. I'ma stay low till he say so. And move this word by the caseload. I'm upholding my cheat code. Y'all observing me in beast mode. I'm plus one, that's a free throw. Y'all can see the his C-note. I'ma walk out to him, catch a boat. And I'ma sleep sound, but y'all stay woke.
I'm going
in. This what I'm supposed to do. Check out my moves.
Check out my moves.
This how you supposed to do.
Hey,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Amen.
Hey, I'm going
in.
This how I'm supposed to do.
Hey,
check out my moves.
Check out my moves.
This how you supposed to do.
Hey,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's my millennials kicking down the devil's doors right here on this fire gospel experience. Man of God, William T. Stars is in the house. Oh, Lord Jesus, he had it going on just like that, y'all. We are here embracing 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 11, where we're going to be talking about it's a trick. Yes, it's a trick, y'all. It really is. And we're going to break that down because we're not letting the devil claim no unauthorized territory. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, in order that Satan might not outwit us. For we are not unaware of his schemes. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Remember now, we're talking about it's a trick. It's a trick. And we are not letting the devil get the advantage over us. The word of God continues. It says in the King James version of the Bible, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. And then I had to pull Ephesians 6 and 11 out because we do have a defense, which says put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. And then another version of the Bible says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Ephesians 6 and 14 lets us know what this armor is. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all, not some, not a few, all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The Holy Bible declares to us about the reality that has taken place in our lives after accepting Jesus the Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. We have just been inducted into the spiritual warfare that exists in both the seen and unseen world. Ephesians 6 and 12 makes it plain. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, beloved, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Lucifer, who was once a very high-ranking archangel, decided that he wanted to dethrone God and be worshipped as God. Now, as insane and as crazy as that is, it's even more insane when I think about Satan, who was Lucifer at the time, convinced a third of the holy angels to go with him and attack God on his throne, which resulted in very negative consequences for Lucifer and those angels who are now transformed into devils and demons. And Satan is the devil. Luke 10 and 18 says, we are in a war that began when the Bible declared, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven, Luke 10 and 18. So, however, nonetheless, the devil is in rage and humiliation. He continues to wage war against the people of God. And the Bible instructs and warns us to be aware of his tricks, schemes, and devices, which are indeed many now. Yeah. But there are some major tricks we should consider now. First of all, the devil wants us to doubt and disbelieve God. Genesis 3 and 4 says, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. God had given instructions regarding the tree of life to Adam and Eve, and not to eat its fruit and die. When we have been told in God's word what we are to do and not do, the devil will attempt to seduce us believers into thinking that holy God didn't mean what he said, or worse, that God has not been true. This is why we hear so many people attacking the Holy Bible's accuracy, authenticity, and inerrancy. Their arms are just too short to box directly with God, so they attack what God has said. Yes. There has been written many newer translations of the Holy Bible, and yet and still, the Holy Bible is still the worldwide bestseller year after year after year. There's no rival competition to this God-anointed literary work, and there is no other book on the entire earth like it to compare. Listen, I'm thoroughly convinced that those who are against the Bible have never read it for truth. They have read it with an already preconceived mindset to find fault, even when prior to reading it. If they were truly seeking God's understanding without reservation, they would see that the Bible declares hope, solutions, and answers to our world's problems. And beloved, I'm here to tell you the most beneficial acquisition is having a deep and personal relationship with the Almighty God, who is the creator of all things known and unknown. I had to go to the book of Galatians to discuss what the fruit or the evidence of the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in a believer is, and it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The reason that I quoted Galatians 5:22 and 23 is because the opposite of these positive heavenly characteristics are actually the reverse of many of the devil's tactics and schemes and tricks that we are to be aware of, which is hate, sorrow, war, aggression, hostility, wickedness, carnality, arrogance, temper tantrum, and some of the behaviors which identifies the presence of evil influence. That's just some of them. So that we can start to see that God works through these characteristics, behaviors, and emotions. Beloved, listen, this is vital for believers to know so that we can diffuse the personal pain that we may garner against individuals who are caught up and being held hostage by ungodly influences. These are the ways that the devil will attempt to hide himself behind the very people that our Lord instructs us to pray for. Giving you some good godly inspiration right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, Lord, we are here to share gospel sanctified truth as God reveals it to us. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Lord, we just give you praise. Lord, we just give you honor, and we take you higher in our mind, higher in our heart, higher in our consciousness. Just like woman of God Shamika Banks, Minister Shamika Banks is singing about, we just want to go higher in you, dear God. Yeah.
Put your hands down, get them up. Hands up in the room, better recognize. Worthy of the praise, it is he who is still alive. DNA in the spirit, ain't no compromise. Got us on the track in the image of the Son of God.
Hello, I'm author coach V Speak Life, founder and executive director of Shifted Masterpiece Incorporated, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with my brother Ron E. Jefferson. This Fire Radio ministry will bless your souls with uplifting biblical inspiration and anointed gospel music. I pray that my anointed Facebook lives, videos, inspirations will uplift your spirit and refresh your soul. Also, I believe that you will be blessed with my book, Shifted Masterpiece, a story of love and horror in Savannah, Georgia, where I discuss survival and living a life without fear. You can purchase my book at www.shiftedmasterpiece.org. Again, that's shiftedmasterpiece.org. You can go there to purchase my book for some of the very best inspirational reading and to support in the fight against domestic violence, spousal abuse, and also child abuse. So please go to www.shiftedmasterpiece.org. I praise God who is worthy, so keep it tuned in and bless your family and friends and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Yes, Lord, you best believe. Thank you, woman of God, Z Speak Life. Yes, Lord, I need y'all to take a look and sponsor these awesome authors that we are happy to promote, and we believe they have a word for you. We believe that their literary pieces is going to bless you real good. That's woman of God, Z Speak Life. Amen. She's on Facebook. Go check her out. We're still embracing the thought about it's a trick from 2 Corinthians. We are using those particular scriptures to give us some understanding from the second chapter, 11th verse, talking about how the devil wants to try to seduce us and carry us away. Matthew, the 5th chapter and verse 44 says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you." Because listen, there are people out there that are caught up and being held hostage by ungodliness. They don't even understand why they act the way they do. These are the ways that the devil will attempt to hide himself behind the very people that we pray for. That's why the Lord told us in Matthew 5:44, pray for our enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Now, that's tough. I understand. But see, first of all, we pray for them because someone somewhere prayed and are still praying for us. The old saying goes that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. We are believers, have become connected to a spiritual chain where we are all obligated to care, provide, and seek the good of each other. John 13:35 says, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." And then secondly, because even though someone may not be a believer now, every day in their future is a day for them to be redeemed, just as we were. And since God saved us, he can save others as well. We need to always remember that God loved us when we were still at war in unbelief with him. Romans 5:10 says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." So we are to maintain our intimate contact with God through prayer, worship, and service, so that Holy Spirit God will scrutinize for us spiritually what we need to know that our human eyes alone cannot see. Then, when the devil shows up with all those tricks and schemes and wicked devices, we'll be able to see that his tricks are for kids and him being a silly rabbit for even trying us grown-up men and women in Christ. Amen, amen, goes right there. Want to thank my special guest, man of God, my homeboy from Detroit, Nehemiah Paul, young minister, young millennial brother for Christ. He is cutting the path for the Lord by his own walk in faithfulness and commitment to God. And so grateful for woman of God, Juliet Brown, for coming in and shining out the spotlight. So much awesome anointed music. I'm just so blessed to be a part of these beautiful people. We'll leave you with one final word, y'all. We can only reach people who want to be reached. Amen goes right there. I'm going to leave y'all with some more millennial upbeat gospel music from man of God, J. Studd. If I take all the blessings of God, I would add them up, but boy, I'd run out of paper and pencil. I'd need eternity just to add up all the wonderful blessings of God. Come on, J. Studd, and you people of God, y'all be blessed in Jesus. Continue to live for Jesus. Uplift his holy name and give him your utmost in service, in praise, in worship. Until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, God, we say amen, 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 and thank you much. We are much obliged. Come on, J. Studd. Come on in the room. Do what you do.
Yeah, yeah. Add 'em up, add 'em up. Yeah, yeah. Add 'em up, add 'em up. Yeah, yeah. So I add 'em up, add 'em up. Yeah, yeah. We add 'em up, add 'em up. These blessings I'm getting, I add 'em up, add 'em up. Not subtracting from nothing. I add 'em up, add 'em up. I grind for the kingdom, so I add 'em up, add 'em up. These souls that need saving, we add 'em up, add 'em up. These blessings I'm getting, I add 'em up, add 'em up. Not subtracting from nothing. I add 'em up, add 'em up. I grind for the kingdom, so I add 'em up, add 'em up. These souls that need saving, we add 'em up, add 'em up. Hey. Math class was real trash, I did real bad. Didn't understand the skills I had, till I was blessed with a pen and pad. Every day the Lord's blessing me, gives me everything that I never had. He allowed us to see a new day, so what's the point in you being mad? Holding grudges from 10 years, acting like people owe you something. Truth be told, Jesus paid the price, so don't nobody really owe you nothing. Grinding hard for the kingdom, checking off on my bucket list. Praising God everywhere I go, best save me like that's enough for this. Not stopping the way that I'm showing the Lord that I love him. The Lord that I love him. He's first in my life. He's higher than high, so no one's above him. I don't have to question his loyalty. That's why I trust him. He died on the cross by himself, so no need to judge him. No need to judge him. No need to question his ways. Just sit back and follow the plays. Blessings on blessings on blessings today. Hey! From his magnificent grace. Covered by blood, it's all on my face. Walking in faith is up to my waist. Back in the day, I was catching the case. Now all I do is I push and I pray. When I start praising, just get out my way. I'm in that mode, 5 seconds away. God is the best, I beat on my chest. King Kong will get slayed today. Hey! Nothing will stand in my way. Weapons will form, won't prosper today. I'm dynamite, so I'm JJ. I'm dynamite, so I'm JJ. Hey! Add 'em up, add 'em up, add 'em up, add 'em up. I add 'em up, add 'em up, add 'em up, add 'em up. So I add 'em up, add 'em up, add 'em up, add 'em up. We add 'em up, add 'em up, add 'em up, add 'em up. These blessings I'm getting, I add 'em up, add 'em up. Not subtracting from nothing. I add 'em up, add 'em up. Hey. I grind for the kingdom, so I add 'em up, add 'em up. These souls that need saving, we add 'em up, add 'em up. These blessings I'm getting, hey. I add 'em up, add 'em up. Not subtracting from nothing. I add 'em up, add 'em up. I grind for the kingdom, so I add 'em up, add 'em up. These souls that need saving, we add 'em up, add 'em up. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.